From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Senate lawmakers are expected to debate and vote on the $95 billion foreign aid bills passed by the House this weekend, including aid for Israel and Ukraine that was stalled for months. ABC's Selena Wang has details.
And for America's allies, this could not come fast enough. $60 billion is going to Ukraine. They've been running out of ammunition, so this would resupply their defenses and could help slow down Russia's advances. Now, President Biden spoke to Ukrainian President Zelensky yesterday, vowing to sign this into law as soon as possible.
President Biden in Florida today, just over a week before the state's six-week abortion ban goes into effect, creating a block of southern states restricting or banning abortion access.
His campaign says President Biden today in Tampa will forcefully advocate for reproductive freedom and criticize Donald Trump for boasting about his role in appointing justices to the Supreme Court, which overturned Roe v. Wade. This is the president's first major campaign event focused on this issue, one Democrats want to keep front and center until November. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
The hush money trial of Donald Trump underway in New York City again, with prosecution witness David Pecker testifying for a second day for prosecutors. Before the trial resumed, a hearing was held on whether Trump violated the judge's gag order barring Trump from attacking witnesses and jurors. The judge has not made a ruling yet, but questioned claims by Trump's attorneys that it falls under political speech. ABC's Catherine Falders has more.
Frankly, there really isn't any defense of this in court. His own lawyers know that he's violating this order. They would prefer he not talk about witnesses who will ultimately be witnesses in this case, for example. But at the end of the day, they can't really control him. So I guess it just depends on what the judge ultimately says.
Prosecutors are asking for a fine, but the Secret Service is also discussing how to handle security if Trump is held in contempt of court and given possible jail time. You're listening to ABC News. In Malaysia, 10 people were killed when military helicopters collided midair. Those choppers crashed during a rehearsal for a military parade. Authorities in L.A. are searching for the gunman who shot a sheriff's deputy. He was shot while sitting on his motorcycle waiting at a light, Sheriff Robert Luna.
Thank God the bullet did not penetrate his bulletproof vest. Based on the examination of his vest, he was struck once.
The deputy is in stable condition. Pennsylvanians are heading to the polls today, voting in the Democratic and Republican presidential primary elections. Pennsylvania is a pivotal swing state. President Biden won there in 2020. Trump won in 2016. Americans' love affair with coffee shows no sign of cooling off.
The National Coffee Association reports that 67% of American adults have drunk at least one cup in the past day. Back in 2004, under half had done so. But there is international competition brewing. The average U.S. coffee drinker has 2.7 cups per day, compared to Finland's 4 cups per day. In fact, Finnish workers are legally mandated 2 10-minute coffee breaks per shift. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Britain's Prince Louis is 6 years old today. Kensington Palace released a photograph taken by his mom, Princess Kate. This comes as the Princess of Wales is undergoing cancer treatments. There has been a photo of the prince released on his birthday every year. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.